With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We are learning more about the four hostages freed yesterday by Israeli troops. Avir Meir, the uncle of freed hostage Amog Meir Jan, says he learned his nephew was able to communicate with other hostages and that helped keep his spirit going.
They supported one each other and they are very good friends now. I thank them for the support because if he was alone, I believe we got someone else.
And he adds his nephew's really in good health.
We think that he's okay. We'll see it in the next few days, but he's okay. Yesterday, all his friends came, and it was a big party for him. All he wants is a cigarette and friends. This is what he wants.
Also at SRNNews.com, three people hurt in shark attacks.
Following shark attacks in Florida's Panhandle, officials keeping an eye on 26 miles of beach where purple flags fly, warning of possible sharks. The Walton County Sheriff says a woman lost part of her arm in a shark attack Friday. Less than 2 hours later, about 4 miles down the beach, two teenage girls were attacked. Officials say one ended up in the trauma unit. Mackenzie McClintock is with South Walton Fire District.
Shark sightings, those happen almost every day because it's open water. So throughout the summer, that's something that we're consistently tracking.
Experts say shark attacks are rare. There were 69 worldwide last year, 10 fatal. I'm Julie Walker.
Forecasters say more hot weather on the way now for much of the nation's southwest. By tomorrow, Arizona and Nevada easily in the 110 to 115 marks. This is SRN News. Bad news for Hong Kong.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, many state attorneys general are coming to national prominence these days as battles over abortion and transgenderism flood the courts. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, suing Planned Parenthood, sought to force clinics that provide sex change operations to hand over their records and pushed a liberal prosecutor to resign. Now his reelection effort drawing millions in outside money from many liberal and conservative donors. This is SRN News. Cheating on a test has taken a whole new meaning. Here's Ron Taylor.
Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda has apologized for massive cheating on certification tests for 7 vehicle models. The fraudulent testing at Japan's top automaker involved the use of inadequate or outdated data in collision tests and incorrect testing of airbag inflation and rear seat damage in crashes. Engine tests were also found to be falsified. Toyota recently stopped production of 3 models made in Japan. The deceptive test does not affect the safety of the vehicles already on roads. 2 other Japanese automakers, Mazda and Honda, also recently reported improper testing of their vehicles, but said they are safe to use. Ron Taylor reporting.
A weekend shooting at a rooftop party in Madison, Wisconsin, leaving at least 10 people hurt. That includes several teenagers. All of the injured have been hospitalized. No arrest so far. More details at SRNNews.com.